is Mustard Service, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
All right, everybody.
Hi.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey.
This is Mia and
Megan
and
Nicola.
And you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. So we're just here again. Unfortunately, Alexia cannot join us this week for our weekly matter-of-fact show, but we have some amazing guests, so it's pretty awesome to have you guys on.
Freeform yeah. guest slash
what?
Housemate.
Guest slash housemate slash...
Guest slash former housemate.
Oh.
Last year ago, Nicola and Alexia and I lived on in Art's house together. But we're pretty close still. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were a... 8-minute drive?
I walked from Davis yesterday back to my house. Let me tell you my street address. Joking.
I'm doxy right now. Yeah.
Anyways, I almost passed out. I had to lie down.
Why?
Drink some water.
Was that hot?
It was uphill. It was all uphill.
Oh, boo.
And giving you guys clues as to where I live. It's uphill.
It's uphill around Tufts, guys. Keep an eye out for Nicola.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to mention that our theme today will be revealed now because I feel like it's kind of important to you know, kind of give a little backstory. So today we will be playing a bunch of local songs from local bands from both Miami and Boston. We just heard Machine by Palomino Blonde. They're awesome, awesome, awesome band from Miami. You guys should definitely check them out. And right now we're listening to SDOS by Alex G, which has nothing to do with the theme. The instrumentals have nothing to do with the theme ever. But we are still, yeah. So it's exciting to play, to kind of put in some local bands in. And if you're listening, let me know or let one of us know so we can shout you guys out. So it would be fun.
This is Mia's, like, passion forte, like, everything. Almost every other sentence starts with "this band is playing."
75% of my conversations every day start with "this." So this band, also this person from this band.
So this is gonna be a good show, quality.
It's
show.
It's exciting. So yeah, so we're gonna see you guys at the next talk break.
Bye.
Calling bad times, calling bad. like we're getting closer. Is it alright to pretend? When there's something all about us, sweet like every flower, I wouldn't want to send. And I feel like you would want me. The color in your eyes, say what I need. I don't care if it hurts, I almost want to burn. Touching me like poison ivy. Like poison ivy. Call it what they want, I may not be a lot, but I could carry the world. So when I see you going under, the sun can make me wonder, what is it keeping you there? And I feel like you would want me. The color in your eyes, say what I need. I don't care if it hurts, I always wanted to burn. Touch me like poison ivy. Like poison ivy. Is it strange? You bring it down with every word, we're not the same. I'd hold your hand just to feel the flames. Like common things, we finally laid. I feel it more with every day. The way you get me losing track of the time. It could be toxic, who's to say it ain't right? I'd be a sadist if you weren't so nice. If you weren't so nice.
All right, everybody, we're back. And Nicola, I believe it's about that time.
I have a sweet treat for you guys. Actually, it's just for some of you. This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org.
Thank you, Nicola, for that very informative PSA. I was going to say this off air, but I decided to keep this on air.
Save it for a little treat.
Megan, Charlie, and I went to go play basketball yesterday. We also live with Charlie. Went to go play basketball yesterday, and boom, Charlie hit me in the face with a basketball.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Literally 5 minutes into playing basketball.
Yeah. And then we left.
Yeah, good.
Well, your glasses broke.
Oh, my glasses broke. I was able to fix them, and they're fine.
Oh, my God.
It's all good.
Nothing more humiliating than being hit in the head with a ball. Oh, my God.
It's not even that bad, but whenever I go, like, it hurts because I have a little bruise up here. It's fine. Charlie, it's all good.
Charlie, if you're listening, we still love you.
Yeah,
not me.
No!
Mess with one of my friends. No. Sorry, you're dead to me.
Deal breaker.
So we just listened to Call It Good Times by Winkler, then we listened to Hereditary by Frogs Show Mercy, and Poison Ivy by Haiti. Again, y'all should check them out. Winkler's from Boston, Frogs Show Mercy from Miami, and Haiti is from Miami as well. And coming up, we got some variation from Boston and Miami as well. So that'll be fun to listen to. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to take a quick moment to shout out my parents and my sister who are listening.
Aww.
Hola, los amo mucho, as always. But yeah.
What are the next songs coming up?
The next songs coming up are Amsterdam by Keyboard Dog, a local Boston. artist, then frustrated, isolated, and sorry, I don't have the full name for this. Frustrated, isolated, and unreciprocated by JLG.
Wow, it's
from Miami. And really then 13th Floor Fever by Tung Love, which is Nicola's addition to our playlist today.
Boston.
Yeah, Boston, local Boston
have
band.
Have you seen them?
Yeah, actually. I saw them on an Apple Jam show my freshman year. And
they
I was
were
like,
here?
Yeah, they were here. I was what like, this is awesome. And they only had that one song on Spotify at the time.
Oh.
And then I saw them, not this past summer, but last summer at this random guy's house because there was like a band show. So good. Got torn up by mosquitoes, but worth it.
Oh my gosh. That sounds cool, though. They're definitely somebody that I've been following for a while. And
well, you missed out freshman year.
I know. But there will be more opportunities for sure.
That's
so,
true. They're good.
Yeah. That's awesome. And so, yeah. Then we will see you guys at the Excuse me.
Glitch.
We will see you guys at the next talk break.
Heading north, passing strangers on the autobahn. You're stuck. Guess it's true, I'm not the only one. I'm on my own again. Away. The air is cold, but it's getting warmer every day. If you were here, think I know exactly what you'd say. But I'm on my own. Passengers out by the riverside. Oh, brother, look at what's become of you and I. We're on our own again. Away. Damn.
So, yeah. Megan, anything you want to say? Well, I had a really interesting conversation today, actually.
Yeah, with who?
It was with Pearl, our new housemate.
Oh, who's Pearl?
Who's Pearl?
I'm just kidding. It was
about watermelons, actually.
Oh, what about watermelons?
So there's this one restaurant in... it's a restaurant in Chicago. I forgot the name of it, but they serve, they serve big ah watermelons.
Big
Big ah watermelons with tahini on top.
Tahini.
It's like a huge piece of watermelon.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, Mia made the best apple slices I've ever had today.
Bro, really?
Yeah, they were so good. They were very...
Honeycrisp apples.
Honeycrisp apples.
From the day that you gave me in Arts House, Nicola.
Yes. Wait, they're from Nicola?
The idea of the Honeycrisp apples come from Nicola.
With lime and tahini?
Well, no, I put the lime. I don't know if you put lime on them.
I eat them plain. I'm a savage.
Yeah, well, I put lime on them.
Ooh.
And a little bit of tahini on top.
Oh, my God.
They were so good.
They were bussin'.
Honeycrisp, though.
Honeycrisp apples.
It's about that season.
I got two really more, good. Man. So.
Oh, my God. I'm about to break into your house. Take some Honeycrisp apples.
Yeah, you want
to
know the code?
It's
Morse code with blinking right now.
Yeah. For our listeners, Mia just blinked twice. And then had a long gap.
Whoa. But yeah. So we just listened to those songs that we mentioned the last talk break. The next two songs, actually, I put them together because, The Creature Cage is a band from Miami that just released a new single called Bloodline. And they're coming, well, no, not them, but one of the members from The Creature Cage is in another band who is coming to Boston on September 27th. They're called Mold. And they're coming to promote their new album. And so Mold and this band Golly Lagging, who is also up next, will be performing at the event at O'Brien's Pub on September 27th. So, I mean, if you guys like what you hear, you guys should definitely check them out.
A little pluggy plug.
Always the plug-in, man.
Oh, that's supposed to
mean. No, like always plugging in always supporting local bands.
As long as you're not texting and driving, I think it's okay.
Yeah, don't text. I think it should be fine. Yeah. While you're driving.
So true.
That's, yeah. Anyways, we'll see you guys at the next talk break. Our talk breaks have been short.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll have a couple more, short and sweet. So see you guys at the next
one. Bye.
Is meant to be. Built societies brought to the knees by our father's ceiling. They gotta punish your bloodline. They gotta shackle you and bury you up. They gotta wipe out your bloodline. Put the meat right above and above. We'll be right back.
All right, guys. And we're back.
So yeah, we are.
So we just listened to Bloodline by The Creature Cage and Frog by Golly Lagging. And we were just talking about what shows we've been watching recently on TV.
Yeah.
And I said that I just finished The Walking Dead. And then I started It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Which is really great. Charlie got me on that, actually.
Oh, my God. Awesome. Charlie and Charlie.
So good.
So good.
Megan, I don't know if you want to talk about what you've been watching.
Oh, this is kind of embarrassing, guys, but I've been watching Perfect Match and really, really been into it.
What about you, Nicola?
I've been watching Suits.
I really want to watch Suits.
I love Suits. I love Suits.
I really want to watch Suits.
It's pretty hilarious.
Yeah. Is it really funny?
Either, like, it's funny, like, they tell a joke and you're like, that was a good joke, I'm gonna laugh. Or it's funny where you're like, who in the writer's room said this? And then why did everyone else be like, yeah, let's save this document as we just wrote it.
Wow.
So, okay. Love it.
I guess I'm just kind of thrown by the fact that it's about, like, a lawyer, right?
Yeah. Lawyer. But yeah. But the shtick is, he's not a real lawyer, he's a fraud. Whoa.
I know, that's in, like, the
Party
trailer.
Pooper. I'm kidding.
Hey,
inappropriate language.
Sorry. No, but I also finished watching that one show on HBO, the really crazy one with the brothers and the sister and
Euphoria.
No. Sorry, I just finished watching with my parents back at home this summer.
You've given us
goodness gracious.
Brother and sister.
Three brothers, sister. They're like Full siblings. House. No, man. Oh my goodness,
what's it called?
It's really good.
Oh my God, you need to give us
it's
more.
It's so good. It's
I like this good show on HBO.
Oh my gosh, I can't think of the name right now.
What's the genre?
It's drama.
Oh.
It's just pure drama.
Succession.
Yes.
How would you describe Succession as the one with the brothers and the sister?
Sorry. And I also just finished watching The Beef. Beef.
Oh my, Bear.
So,
Bear. Well, Bear was awesome. But Beef, the one on Netflix with Steve Yeun and I forget her name.
Bestie.
Yeah, well, that was awesome.
I've been meaning to watch that. Dude. I don't know why I haven't watched it yet.
Have you watched it, Megan?
Yeah, I saw it like a few months ago and I was just like going into it like, I just need a new show, I'm really bored. And it I binge watched
that. It was awesome.
Wait, have you guys watched The Bear though?
Yes.
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 Is it on Netflix?
It's on Hulu.
I only have Netflix, so.
That's so retro.
Megan, I can give you my
That
Hulu,
is a retro
so
choice.
So you can just watch The Bear.
Yeah, you know me, I'm pretty retro. I can use yours?
Yeah, you can watch it, man, because it's so good. And what's his name?
Jeremy Allen White.
I'm gonna say he's hot, bro.
It's my guy.
he's hot in like a weird way.
It's my guy. Yeah, he's hot. Anyways.
Like a Joe and you kind of hot.
No, and like this is gonna be so mean. I'm so sorry. In like an ugly hot way. Like okay, no, because when he was on Shameless, he was like the face of the pro ugly hot community.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Okay. Well, anyways. The next songs that we have up are The Leaf by Esperanza Barcelo. I don't know if that's who you pronounce.
Shout out, Esperanza.
Their last name. And then New Way by Cam Hayes, a local Miami artist. And Late Night Thoughts, which is also one of your songs.
Yes, I saw...
Better Love by Late Night Thoughts.
I saw Late Night Thoughts in a living room concert. That was pretty fun. And I also showed up like 45 minutes late, drenched in rainwater because I walked there and it was a mile away. It was a beautiful break. But anyways, yeah. It was
so
a good
indie.
Show.
So indie.
But you know what?
Anyways, see you guys. See you guys on our next and last talk break.
Bye.
Bye.
I want to go out and find a leaf, something freshly fallen. Get its subtle intricacies and see the signs of autumn. I want to paint out all its veins, want to retain its color. Reminds me of a blurry time, a time when I was younger, when I didn't care if life was bad. If times got worse, I could find my leaf and I'd be right where I wanna be. I suddenly needed to forget. I raked it in a pile. Snow started falling down on it. Thought I'd move on meanwhile. And I tried not to care if life was bad. If times got worse, I could find relief. Thought I forgot all about my grief. Now I'm digging through the pile, grasping for a thread. I wanna paint what I saw, but now it's all messed up inside my head. Now I seem not to care if life is bad. My life is worse, but I'll find that leaf, something torn and unique like me. It's a new way.
Then drove upstate to see the stars at nighttime. You'll never see me satisfied with where I'm at. I'm doing cardio before the season, but I like getting drunk without a goddamn reason. You'll never see me satisfied with who I am. Now you've gone and flipped it all around. Something about you keeps me on the ground. It could be the way you say hello, or the way you dance into our room at home, or how you let me know I'm not alone. You're in every life I'm dreaming of. There ain't no better love. It could be the way you say hello, or the way you dance into our room at home, or how you let me know I'm not alone. You're in every life I'm dreaming of. There ain't no better, better. Something about you keeps me on the ground. It could be the way you say hello, or the way you dance into our room at home, or how you let me know I'm not alone. You're in every life I'm dreaming of. There ain't no better love. It could be the way you say hello, or the way you dance into our room at home, or how you let me.
All right, guys, we're back for our last talk break.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to do this now. And this has been Mia and
Megan
and
Nicola.
And you are listening to 91.5 WFM Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I had a lot of fun with you guys here. I'm very glad that you were both able to make it.
Always fun. Fun as always.
Yeah, it's always fun. I love coming on here and sharing some music. Yeah. As always.
Like, why did we make eye contact?
I don't know.
I love coming on here and seeing if I can not accidentally swear for an hour.
And you haven't. Yeah. Which is awesome.
Good day.
Because I remember last time. I remember last time you were on. I was flying back. I don't know where I was flying to. I think it was... whatever. I was on a plane, and right before the plane landed, I was able to listen to a bit of the show. Mm. And I just... Nicola said it, like, 2-3 times.
Some F-bombs were dropped.
A couple what? Times in, like, the span of probably 5 minutes.
Oppenheimer part 2, 3, and 4.
Oh, was that the one with Just Alexia?
Yeah. Okay, it was... Yeah. I honestly felt really bad, but you know what? Redemption.
That's fine. Yeah, here we go. A whole hour. No F-bombs.
No F-bombs.
Or any bombs dropped.
Like, what?
Which is great. But yeah, yeah, that's that. And coming up next, our final song of the evening is Your Cat Don't Stand a Chance by Mustard Service.
No, he don't.
No, he don't.
Wait, Mustard Service?
Mustard Service coming up, yeah.
That's the person who sings the, not sings the, says the...
Yeah, the promo. The promo that we played earlier in the show. yeah, they're buddies of mine from back home, and they played here in April, and I was able to like get an interview with them and take pictures for their show and have them say the promo.
Oh, I didn't know you like recorded the promo.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, we just put it into the system on Saturday with Charlie.
That's awesome.
Oh, speaking of Charlie, his show is tomorrow from 10 to 11 p.m. So you guys should also tune in for that.
Might also be on that show, honestly.
Yeah, low-key.
Wow.
Probably.
Local.
Yeah, so we'll be around, but definitely tune in again next week at the same time. Hopefully we still have this time. We probably will start getting different times now that the semester is going to start, which is exciting.
Hopefully your partner in crime will be...
Yeah, hopefully they'll be able to make it again next week, which will be awesome. And who knows? I mean, we always have some awesome guests. So, that's that. And we can finish listening to this song. And any closing remarks?
Balloon.
Solid. Solid,
nice,
Megan.
Nice.
Nicola?
I don't really have anything left to say. I feel like I've said everything I could ever say on this radio. I'll never speak again.
No.
You'll
be back.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys again, and see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, love you.
Time. Let's find